Welcome back to the final episodes in season two of Atypical Truth.
Oh, hello.
I'm sad about it too. I'm your host, Erica Jolene, and I guess we have a guest in the background in the form of a very needy corgi. So as we approach the end of this season, I asked Kristen to have a conversation with me, reflecting on her experience as our guest host. For those of you who have just joined us for season two of Atypical Truth, you may not know that this podcast was developed as a part of my honors thesis research. I began working on it about 2 years ago, and the first official episode of this podcast launched in March of 2021, I believe. Even though this started as a research project, it was something that I had the intention of sustaining for as long as possible. But I knew that I couldn't do that alone. And frankly, I was emotionally exhausted from sharing my own story. As fate would have it, I met Kristen just as I was wrapping up my interviews for the first season. And this is when I began contemplating how this podcast would evolve into helping others to share their stories on this platform. Kristen and I had no idea what the next year would hold, what would become of this collaboration, nor did we have any clue as to how it would land with all of you fine listeners. But my goodness, I am so thankful that Kristen was eager to join me at the helm of this adventure. And I'm incredibly grateful that you have all joined along with us. And my friends, it has been one heck of a year. Honestly, I'm so impressed that Kristen and I have managed to make this podcast a reality through what has felt like very turbulent times that this past year has brought. Times when our kids have struggled through illness and unexpected hospitalizations that led to new and unexpected diagnoses, we still somehow managed to carve out time, be it late at night or on a weekend, to sit down and have a podcast conversation, which of course was right before we face a new day of celebrating big milestones like new jobs, new schools, classrooms, teachers, and friends. During this season, I have experienced personal loss, and I've mourned the loss of many close friends that we've made in our rare disease community. We've experienced anxiety and grief over the loss of medical professionals who were critical players in the care and well-being of our children. These new chapters in their lives, be it retirement or outside promotion, they've given us the opportunity to meet many new impressive people who, in my opinion, have entered our lives maybe right on cue without us even realizing it. This juxtaposition of highs and lows, grief and joy, anxiety and calm, sickness and health. This is the nature of life, not just ours, but everyone, really. I can only speak for myself when I say that there were moments when I had no idea how I would manage to get an episode produced on time. There were many weeks when the podcast fell very, very low on my list of priorities. Moments when we had to cancel interviews, rearrange episode schedules, and even delay publishing by a week. And yes, I am low-key referring to the most recent delay in our episode release. But I tell you what, any ounce of stress that I have felt in the need to produce this show, it completely fades when I listen to Kristen as she shares her story, or when she had a conversation with a guest, when things got real and vulnerable, when everyone involved didn't shy away from talking about the hard stuff. And there I am in the background, just getting swept up in the feeling of having others to relate to. And really, that's what I hope this podcast is providing to others. That's the dream that keeps this whole thing going, is that it's relatable to others precisely when they need it the most. Knowing just how important this supportive storytelling work has been for me, I wanted to gain perspective on what this experience has been like for Kristen. Thankfully, she was eager to join me for a conversation about her life for the last year as a podcast guest host.
When I think about my feelings on this project, I'd be remiss not to talk about how this opportunity even came about. That all started, I want to say it was early 2021. Felt like winter, I think, on one of the regularly scheduled monthly Zoom calls for Cardinal Glennon's Patient and Family Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. It was your first meeting, and so therefore you were being introduced as a new member. And not that I don't pay the closest of attention to every single one of those meetings, but if I wasn't paying attention, I got locked in hearing your story. And it's truly an incredible one, Erica. Hearing about your childhood with so many surgeries and uncertainties, growing up with the trach, and now here you are using your voice, your talents to tell the world your story. It's poetic.
Oh my goodness. You're going to make me blush.
It is. I was blown away. And I thought maybe I could reach out to you and, you know, help you share your podcast. I don't have a gigantic network, but I could help that message reach people that it wouldn't have otherwise. And so I remember being a little bit nervous when I messaged you on that Zoom call or something and sent you my, I was like, this lady is going to think I am nuts. I'm just like, hi, I think you're fascinating. Can you be my friend? Or like, I just want to know you more or see how I can possibly help you in your mission. And so, so I'm very fortunate that you took the chance on getting to know me a little bit better. I remember when we started talking and just learning more about the podcast itself and your ideas for it, because that was before the first season aired, right? Mm-hmm. And so you were still planning out the rest of the episodes and interviews. And I remember us talking and you bringing the idea that maybe I could be a guest on one of the episodes for your season. And I was so excited. I was like, wow, which part of this wild story that my family has been living could I share on this platform? And we started going back and forth and throwing out ideas like, maybe my episode would be about open heart surgery, or maybe it would be about being a parent and searching for a genetic diagnosis. Maybe it would be about learning that diagnosis and being relieved to figure it out, but also kind of defeated in learning just how new and unknown it really is. Or maybe we would even start talking about the research and the path that led to IVF with genetic testing so that we could grow our family. So we started talking about, okay, how in the world could we smush all of these topics together into one episode?
And you can't, right? Like, no. That was the ultimate lesson we learned, is that, oh, and I have you to thank for that, because, you know, I think by the time that you came into my orbit, or I came into your orbit, however that manifested.
Worlds colliding.
They did. I think I was figuring out like what I wanted from the podcast. And I realized in this process, I was having these conversations with my guests during my season. And it was so cathartic. It was really amazing and profound to have these conversations with these people, to intentionally set aside time to just not be talking about necessarily my kids and their health conditions, but more so about the people themselves who are helping us manage those things and just learn about them and their life story. And that really appealed to me. And I thought, I don't know enough people to continue doing this. Eventually, this will expire because I only have so many people in my tribe, but these conversations are important. You entered my world as we were talking about different topics that you could include in my season. I just recognized that you, like myself, had this, what feels like a novel of experiences that could not be condensed into 1 hour segment. You know, like there was just such a rich wealth of potential and conversations. And you met me with this enthusiasm and energy and trust, which I have to say, Kristen, more than anything, I appreciate that you have trusted me throughout this entire process. But yeah, it was so exciting to have you be excited about the same thing, because sometimes, you know, I'm a nerd and I'm used to like nerding out on things privately on my own. So when you meet someone who's like, I kind of want to nerd out on that theme too, it's the best feeling in the world. So thank you for nerding out with me for the last year. I don't know what I would have done without you.
I couldn't agree more on all accounts. It has been, yes, you have been my person. It's like, I think that's what I am admittedly rather trusting and energetic and you know, laugh when I'm nervous and things like that. But getting to know you and being able to text you if something like drastic is happening in the world or in, you know, our own lives or something, and just like having that instant connection, even though you live in a different state, you have an entirely different story to tell and different experiences and all these things, but the perspective and the connection and all of these things, I mean, it was like instant trust and continues and only builds. So, you know, I think about if you were someone else, or if, you know, the timing was different, or if I, you know, didn't take a leap of faith, or, you know, any of these factors could have contributed to this not working out, or, you know, being a non-starter in the first place. So it's really been, it's been such a, I mean, it's been a once in a lifetime opportunity for me to be able to do this.
Same. Just as it's been a once in a lifetime opportunity for you, I feel the same. I feel an extreme amount of privilege to be able to have this time with you, to get to know your family, to get to know Luke and love him without ever actually meeting him in person yet. And yet I feel like I know so much about him and I get to like cheer him on, and your entire family who I've obviously fallen in love with. It's exactly why we did this, right? It was about building a community and connecting to others. So
it's so true. It's so true. I mean, I guess when we talk about like feelings or like how they've changed, what was different from onset to now, I was super nervous. I mean, when you threw the idea out of me having an entire season, I was nervous, like thinking about, okay, who's my lineup going to be? And what are all the, we want a mix of professional and personal, and we want, you know, friends and family, but we also want like the hard, you know, kind of like hard to access, or at least perceived hard to access, you know, specialists and doctors and everything. So putting that list together was tough.
And by the way, make sure to add a layer of vulnerable or intimate conversations with those people.
Yes.
No pressure, yes. Right?
Exactly. Well, and I was nervous, like maybe the first one or two, I was nervous to actually have the conversation just because this was new. But really, it became more, I was just nervous to get it right. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll never have this again, you know? So really it's this is the hour that you have with this person to be vulnerable and to talk openly and to share and listen and absorb what they have to say. And then it will never exist again. Mm-hmm. So that weight hit pretty heavy on me. And I wanted to make sure that I got it right and that I made them feel right in it, you know, that it came across with the genuineness, the authenticity that I truly have in that believing in this project and in its mission. So that was really like my feelings going into it was more like nervous and super excited. And now I would say that the nervousness has turned into exceptional gratitude. I get to share the perspective of this wild and very unexpected type of parenthood with literally anyone who wants to listen. Mm-hmm. And you weave it together so beautifully with the music and the narratives, and there's an entire story arc at the end. I mean, seriously, if you're listening to these episodes and you're like, wow, Kristen has an incredible first take on all of these conversations. No. Erica helps me so much and helping me to, you know, come out on the other side with these published episodes, and they sound fantastic. And I assure you that they sound like a rough draft when we first record. So thank you for helping me to sound put together.
Oh my goodness.
At the end of all of that, when we hear the final episode and it's posted, it's published, all of these memories, these feelings and experiences, they're encapsulated forever. I am overwhelmed with gratitude for my guest, for taking the time to share with me, for you, who has put it together so incredibly, and for every single person who listens. Most of all, I am so grateful that Luke and Ozzy will have these recordings when they're ready, but also forever. I hope these episodes outlive me and they can share them with whomever is important in their lives.
Well, that's my goal. No pressure or anything, right?
No pressure at all.
Oh my goodness. I just have to say, when you talk about feeling nervous about not getting it right, that's how I feel every time I press the publish button. At the end of the day, I just want this to be perfect for you, for your family, for Luke, for Oz. What impact have these conversations had on you and your family? Has it affected your relationship with your guests? Has it changed your perspective in any way? I know that after I did my season, I remember feeling like there was a little bit of a change in the relationship dynamic between me and the providers that had shared time with me and all their colleagues who had heard about this. So I'm curious to know if you've experienced that too. Mm-hmm.
It is entirely true that whenever you have a really purposeful or meaningful conversation with someone who you're typically having day-to-day or logistical conversations or pointed specific Q&A type of conversations, I think it just inherently has an impact on that relationship. Mm-hmm. So yes, tremendous perspective change, tremendous impact. For the professional guests, like doctors, specialists, therapists, those are the relationships where I'm very used to having short blips of time during an appointment where I'm reporting on a status update or asking a question, or is it okay if we're seeing this when we go home and try it at home, or, you know, asking about something I read in an article somewhere or something. It's all like I'm trying to squeeze as much critical information into a very small amount of time with all of these people. So there's not a lot of time for like, so how many kids do you have? Or what got you into this field? Or what is the rest of your day like outside of this appointment? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and there's not only not no time for that, but it's just not the nature of the relationship, you know, up until having these conversations. And I mean, I assumed that my kids' doctors had families and ambitions and like backstories and all of that, but I just never had the time to explore that with any of them. So learning the humanity behind the professionals in our lives, it's been a game changer on perspective. Now, for the personal guests, it's almost the opposite, right? With my friends who I get to see quite often still, especially the ones that have little kids themselves. And so it just kind of blends. It's easy and convenient with our families. And then, of course, my mom, who I see quite often because she is close by, and actually all four grandparents are nearby and they have a huge role that they play in the boys' lives. So I have a ton of time that I'm spending with them. But really, even with all of that time, we're not having these, you know, deep-seated conversations. It's much more day-to-day and logistics and schedules, or, you know, planning activities or events or anything like that. So we're not taking the time to share the inspiration that we've had or the gratitude that we feel for each other. All of the other things are just more convenient and easier to fill the day. Mm-hmm. So it's not like now every time I see Lauren and Alice, we're like, okay, and now let's reflect on the gratitude that we felt in the last month. And, you know, it's not, it hasn't, you know, I don't know if that's good or bad, but I will say that when I see them at the, you know, next barbecue, or when I hug my mom as I'm dropping off the boys for playtime at Nana and Papa's, I'll always remember the kind words that we shared on this podcast, and I don't think they'll forget either.
It's almost like this experience provides the time and the place to purposefully and intentionally, the title of the show, speak your truth. What would you like the listeners to know about this experience?
I want listeners to know that they are making a difference. You are making a difference. You have stories you could share just as much as me with the people in your lives. And maybe you should. Maybe we should all share just a little bit more. I was amazed at how accessible it was for me to reach each guest and for them to take an hour to have an open conversation about a shared experience. I can't tell you what a relief it was to organize my thoughts and tell them how much of an impact they've made in my family's lives. Podcast or not, these purposeful conversations create empathy and perspective, and I'd encourage all of us to make time for them in the midst of our day-to-day lives.
What impact do you hope that your season will have on our listeners?
Regardless of how meaningful making this season has been for me, the whole point of it was to connect with others. It was to offer a way to access a glimpse of what this perspective on parenting has been like, at least for one person. So, to a listener, whether you are finding yourself at the very beginning of being a parent to a medically complex child, or whether you have been that parent for a lot longer than I have, whether you have someone in your life with a similar experience, or you've never even considered that this is a life some people lead, whether you know me personally and this has been a way to seek answers to questions that maybe you didn't want to burden me with asking, or whether you don't know me at all, but you know someone whose story might resemble mine. This podcast, these conversations, they're recorded for me for all the things that I talked about before, but they're published for you. So I hope you walk away feeling more accepted, more connected, more validated, and more loved. This life is so short. It can be cruel and it can be wonderful. So I think we should actively seek to support each other through the cruel and share relentlessly through the wonder. This has been my way to share with you.
Wow. There is nothing I can say to follow that. So we'll just get these goosebumps off my arm and move forward.